Now, Malcolm Turnbull has accused New Zealand of fueling people smuggling. This is an industry that obviously Australia has been supposedly clamping down on for years now, and yet accusing New Zealand of now ramping it back up. How might this actually affect Australia's relationship with our neighbouring country?
Well, it depends what we think about it, because actually I think it's actually a very stupid accusation. There's absolutely no evidence that that's happening. New Zealand denies that it's happening. We have no evidence, no clear evidence, apart from the word of a minister, Peter Dutton, who is a very dubious reporter of anything that might go against his particular views. And I just think it shouldn't affect us at all. I mean, it may well affect the relationship between Malcolm Turnbull and Jacinda Ardern, but I think any reasonable New Zealander and Australian would ignore it, because anything that comes out of Peter Dutton these days is distinctly sus.
It's interesting to me because obviously the federal government of Australia right now and the current ruling party of New Zealand already got off to a fairly tumultuous start. There was Julie Bishop's remarks earlier that she would have real trouble operating with a New Zealand Labor government. That obviously got them off to a rocky start when Jacinda Ardern actually got in. And now Malcolm Turnbull, to me it almost seems like making them out to be a bit of a straw man, making these comments that might play well in segments of the media here in Australia, but I can't imagine would play well in New Zealand or with the New Zealand ruling body.
We've got serious problems with New Zealand and other areas too. We seem to be locking up a large number of New Zealanders in our, again, in our, can't call them concentration camps, where we put the people that we don't want here, who've got into trouble, many of whom have lived here since they were born. We treat New Zealand arrivals here very badly and don't give them the sorts of entitlements that Australians can get when they go to New Zealand. And I think we've got a government which really tries to pretend that New Zealand really isn't there, because it's a vague embarrassment having a country which might be seen as a bit more progressive and easier to get to than Australia, so close and behaving in a much more civilised manner.
Speaking of which, late last year, New Zealand had given $2.7 million to keep Manus Island running, but also to place pressure on Mr. Turnbull to accept their offer of taking 150 refugees off Australia's hand. Now, the Senate's been pushing Mr. Turnbull to accept this offer, but how likely is it at this stage that that Turnbull will cave and do the what many people are saying is the humanitarian thing?
I think it's very unlikely, because unfortunately the Labor Party and the Liberal Party, both the major parties in Australia, have somehow hung their professional reputations, one could even say their private parts, on the fact that they have to be seen as being tough on the refugee issue. So they're not going to back down on it, because they think they will lose face. And that basically is what it boils down to. What's interesting is the original offer was done when New Zealand was actually under a Conservative government, so it's not just the fact that Jacinda Ardern happens to be the head of a Labor government, but he knocked it back even when it was the former Prime Minister. And I just think this is an example of Australia's general contempt for New Zealand, which is, I think, fairly dangerous, given the fact that they are our nearest neighbours and we've got a lot of quite solid relationships with them. There's a lot of New Zealanders who live in Australia, and there's quite a few Australians who go and live in New Zealand. There might be a few more in the future if they keep carrying on like this. And I can't understand why Malcolm Turnbull is digging in so far, apart from the fact that Peter Dutton seems to be absolutely determined to prove that, by locking up large numbers of people on Pacific Islands, he's proving that he's a tough man and he's going to be a very good Prime Minister.
Well, speaking of Peter Dutton, Bill Shorten, the Labor leader Bill Shorten, has commented on Peter Dutton's logic, stating that the only way you could deter people from people smuggling is keeping them indefinitely for the rest of their lives in settlements on Manus and Nauru. Now, obviously, that's not a realistic solution. We've already seen such an enormous amount of tension directed at Nauru and Manus Island and the PNG government. In fact, declaring settlements like this, we're not going to continue doing it. These are, in fact, illegal. So exactly what kind of resolution is going to be brought upon these kinds of, the political quagmire that the government finds itself in right now?
Well, I think the government's actually dug itself a very large hole, and I'm not sure how it could get out of it, because I've got a feeling at some stage or other the PNG government, probably not the Nauruan government, because I think they're getting a lot more money out of Australia and they're broke anyhow, but the PNG government might just put all of the people they've got there onto planes and send them back to Australia. because they're getting very sick of the fact that their international reputation is being ruined by Australia's intransigence on this issue. And we're getting ourselves a very bad reputation on human rights, even though we're on the Human Rights Council for the UN. So I just think we're losing out on this all round. They've got themselves into a serious problem, because backing down on this one would make them look as though they're weak, and they can't afford that, because they feel as though they will lose their masculinity, shall we say, which is not an issue, obviously, for New Zealand at the moment. And I just think we really need to face the fact that it was a stupid idea in the first place, and it gets stupider the longer it lasts. And at some stage or other, there's still, I don't know what, 1,500-odd people there across the two islands, which can't be sort of condemned to stay there for the rest of their lives, because, A, the islands don't want them, B, they don't want to be there, and C, it's actually hugely nasty behaviour on our part, which is ruining our international reputation.
And just finally, it is ironic, it's a little bit ironic, we're talking about this, of course, on Ausvasion Day, Australia Day, Invasion Day, depending on what people prefer. Obviously, you know, the first white Australians were coming here on boats. They were boat people in their day, and nowadays the big fear seems to be around boat people coming to Australia in exactly the same way. We've got this kind of real nationalistic fervour, but certainly there's a big difficulty acknowledging that part of our history. As we've seen in the debate around change the date, keep the date, whatever people want to do, is it perhaps part of Australia refusing to acknowledge its own history in these kind of circumstances that keeps us from really being able to properly debate these kind of situations that are occurring now around refugees and the like?
In some ways, I wish it was, because it would then indicate to me that maybe the conservative Australians that are so carrying on like a two-bob watch about the sanctity of Australia Day might realise that they're talking absolute rubbish. But I think rather than that, it is just a further example of the complete insensitivity we have to actually understanding that we're internationally supposed to be a responsible, democratic nation, and we're not behaving like one. I do think that we need to seriously consider changing the date, because I think running it on the day when a whole lot of people arrived and took over somebody else's country is not something which gives us a warm feeling, particularly since we followed it up with well over 200 further years of discrimination, and it's still going on in many ways against Indigenous people. And I just think we've got to really grow up in those areas, and I get very tired of the Prime Minister telling us that we're this sort of fantastic, democratic, just, fair, decent country. We do that in some cases. I'm a migrant, I'm a refugee child, and I appreciate being here. But I think we've got to also stop behaving extraordinarily badly on things like Manus and Nauru and start behaving like a civilised nation, because otherwise we're going to lose our reputation, and lying about our closest neighbours is not going to actually enhance our reputation.
Eva, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us this morning, having a chat with us about this one.
Thank you.